Today's daf, Lamed Gimel. We already did the Mishnah on Lamed Beit Amud Beit almost, because we had it before in our discussions. But let us begin once again with a Zokter Eleka Mishnah, daf Lamed Beit Amud Beit. Shisha Shayun Alchim Medera, the six people walking along the road, Bechad Baki Negdam, and there's a guy who's approaching who looks like Abba, of all people. I'll be a Nazir if that's him. I'll be a Nazir if it ain't him. I'm sure that's not him. A third guy says, I'll be a Nazir, that one of you is going to be a Nazir. Or the fourth guy says, I'll be a Nazir, she'en echad mechem Nazir. I'll be a Nazir that one of you for sure isn't the Nazir. Or the next guy says, I'll be a Nazir Sheshnechem Nazirim. I'll be a Nazir, I think both of you are Nazirim, because basically it doesn't really matter who he is, does it? It just matters that you want to be a Nazir. And then the sixth guy says, well, I think all of the above are Nazirim. Shokulchem Nazirim. But Shemayim Kulam Nazirim. So consistent with his opinion that we look at an underlying intent to be a Nazir as the essence, just as we do in Kedusha, who say Hegdish Ta'ut, it turns out not to be the guy, it's irrelevant. It's the same thing as all the other Ta'uyot. And therefore they would all be Nazirim, whereas Beit Hillel Omrim, Eino Nazir, Ela Mishin Lodit Kaimu Devarav. Now that's insane. The only guy who's a Nazir is the guy who made the mistake. I mean, that doesn't make any sense, and of course the Gemara is going to ask, so it ought to say only the one that was right. It turned out to be what he said, right? Rabbi Tarfon Omer. Rabbi Tarfon, on the other hand, says not a single one of them is a Nazir. And this is Rabbi Tarfon's opinion all across the sugya that we've had in the Dorim and Nazir, that you have to be absolutely clear. You can't leave your words hanging for us to try to figure out what the results are, because the meaning of kiyafli, lindoneder nazir la'azir, ish kiyafli means to say something absolutely clear. It hangs there, and that's really the word yafli means that it's expressed beyond you. That's where it goes, something wondrous as a pella. So yafli means that it's just hanging there, it speaks on its own without access, needing access to further information, to your clarifications, and in this case, that is certainly not what happened. Therefore, not a single one of them is a Nazir, because nobody standing there can say at the time that you said it, whether you're a Nazir or not. What kind of language is that? Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, if the guy turns, and now we never do find out if it's Abba or not, so he turns aside just to keep us guessing. He's probably on a bicycle or something, huh? Ain't no Nazir? So then, indeed, you cannot be a Nazir. Now, the reason for this is we've seen earlier. Turns around, we've seen the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is that a person is not machnis himself into a situation of doubt, where because of the doubt, he's going to be worse off than if he hadn't done it at all. So it's going to be a dumb machnis atzmola safek. In this case, his safek is really putting him into a very tough position, because he doesn't know that he is a Nazir. So he can't keep a Nazirut and bring a Nazirut, bring his Karbanot. On the other hand, he can't drink wine because maybe he is a Nazir. So he's in a pickle. Now, it's true there's always a way out of that pickle. The way out of that pickle is to say, okay, look, I don't know if I'm a Nazir or not. So if I'm not a Nazir, now I am. And if I was a Nazir, then I'm not. Meaning, I don't accept an additional Nazirus. That way, either way, he's a Nazir. Either he's a Nazir because he wasn't a Nazir, and now he's making himself a Nazir. Or he's a Nazir because he originally made himself a Nazir, right? So there's an easy way out. The thing is, though, that easy way out can also cause him tremendous problems. Because if he, let's say, became Tame before this, before his new Nazirut starts, what's going to happen now? If he was a Nazir, then how is he going to be able to get out of his Tumah? He can't bring Karbanos. If he brings Karbanos, it's going to have to be with this whole business of the Karban Chatas, which, you know, you can bring. It's an oath, but you can't. Not going to be able to bring your Asham. It's a disaster. So therefore, he certainly never meant to put himself into that kind of position. And since the guy turned away, and I don't know what happened, then it's clear from his initial intent was not to put himself into a type of situation where he's not going to know what his din. That's how Tosis explained it earlier when we had this Sugya on the Machatz Atzmo Safek. So there are certainly times at which it could be, doesn't mean every time, but since there are situations, circumstances in which it could become a real problem for him, he certainly wouldn't have meant to do that. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, well, but you always have, you know, your way out of it, which is Yomar, you can always say, Ima Yakidvarai, if indeed it was the man I said it was, so then I am an Azir Chovah from what I said. And if it turns out I was wrong, I want to make myself an Azir Nedavah now. So again, as Abba says, there's ways out of the problem, but it's not comfortable. In other words, if he became Tameh, it's for sure not comfortable. Says the Gemara, Misha Lonit Kaimu Dvarav, excuse me? Beis Hillel says the only one who's a Nazir is the guy who was wrong. What is that supposed to mean? So then if he was wrong, am I having Nazir? Omer Rav Yehuda, it's clearly a misreading. I mean, Ema Misha Nit Kaimu Dvarav. It obviously must mean the only one who's a Nazir is the guy who was correct, and it was the person that he said it was. Abaye Omar. Abaye says, it must be that Beit Hillel is coming to tell us something additional by the way. In which case, the only way to understand the Mishnah is that the statements mentioned in the Mishnah are the person's initial position, but then what happened was that B'toch Kidei Dibur, he changed his mind. So he first thought it was that person. So he said, okay, if it's that person, I'll be a Nazir. Oh no, forget it. If it's not that person, I'll be a Nazir. Because he now sees it isn't him. So there, it's coming to say, Kagon de Omar, Inami, whoa, excuse me. If it's Lav Plonihu, now the correct girsa here is Ahave Nazir. Not two words, Ihave Nazir. At least the way Tosafos learns. So if it isn't so and so, then I'll be a Nazir. So there, what it tried to say is the guy who was wrong, meaning whose initial position was wrong, my Lonit Kaimudvarav, his initial statement turned out to be wrong. So Lonit Kaimudvarav Arishonim, Eladvarav Achronim, in which case the Mishnah would be coming to tell me an additional Chiddush by the side, that if a person changes his mind, Betoch Kedei Dibur, then we interpret that to mean it's not an additional Kabbalah, it's saying the exact opposite tonight. I thought it was so and so. I changed my mind. I'm only a Nazir if it isn't so and so. So there, only if his initial words were wrong would he be a Nazir, but not if his initial words were right. And we don't interpret his statement as being an additional Nazir. Hirtila acharav eino Nazir. If the guy changes his mind and turns his bike around, now he's going the other direction, then he's not a Nazir. Taima, Mishum Nir Tiala Chorav. I want to get this straight. It's only because the guy changed his mind and turned his bike around and now we don't know who he is. That's what you're saying. Ha'ati Lekaman, Havi Nazir. But had he come this way, then he would have been a Nazir. So now I don't get it. Who is the author of this statement? Mani. Even Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon said before that unless the Nazirut is Hafla'a, it's absolutely clear when you say it, it's not a Nazirut at all. So according to Rabbi Tarfon, it won't help to come along now and say, well, now we know, now that he's driven his bike all the way, we know who he is. That wouldn't make any difference, mi avi Nazir, given the b'sha'ata deka Nazar, lo yadei ploni ava elo. At the time that he made the neder, was there a clear-cut verbal statement that serves as a hafla'a? That is telling you, I'm a Nazir. No, there certainly was not. So then, how can you, so Michalav and Nazirut? So how then could this be a case of Nazirut? Because Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Yehuda, basically, as we saw earlier, are agreed about this issue. And indeed, it says in the Braita, Rabbi Atanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Tarfon, and by the way, we could have just looked to the Mishnah and said, it can't be Rabbi Tarfon, because Rabbi Tarfon said in the Mishnah that none of them are Nazirim. So the only reason we're bringing the Braita is because, as Tosis explains, the Braita is a little bit more explicit about the reasoning of Rabbi Tarfon. So Rabbi Tarfon said, "Ein echad mihem nazir," and here he explains himself, since it says in the Torah, "Ish ki yafli lindor neder nazir lahazir," so he has to be absolutely clear about what it is that he's saying. So it can't be Rabbi Tarfon, because even if subsequently we could figure out what he was saying, we didn't know it at the time, therefore it doesn't count as a Kabbalah. You know what's got to be? It's got to be Rabbi Yehuda, who is the one who says that a person will indeed never put himself into a position of suffering. So it's Rabbi Yehuda the Krihu, famous case of the estimates of the pile of grain, Tatanya. Somebody said, you know, that pile is as big as I think it is, 100 kur. Then I'll be a nazir. Allah goes to measure it. He finds that it was stolen. Maybe just misplaced. It's easy to misplace three barnfuls of it. Come on, Abba. Give me at least a smile this morning.
What does he say?
I've been trying to get this guy to smile all the time. The pipe didn't do it.
Why is he saying this? God should have given me a huge amount of grain. If he did, I'm going to become a nazir. What's the...
It's the old alien story. He was being chased by aliens who threatened him with taking him apart in a spaceship that night if he wouldn't say it. Which basically means we don't really care. We don't really care why he's saying it. It could be what you're saying. But no, he's serious. We're looking at it as sort of a way to say something very powerfully. But Shammai holds, obviously, is that we never care about all of these statements. What we look at is the underlying intent, because nobody's going to make himself a nazir for some stupid reason. It must be that he's trying to use the nazirut that he's already committed to. That was Beit Shammai's reasoning. But even we who disagree with that, that's because of the language issues and so on. So we don't really need to analyze why specifically he wants to say it.
But the question is really his intention to say that, or is it sort of like just
a... Or just like an expletive kind of thing. Buy nuts here.
This is a great amount of grain. If I'm right, like there's 300 steps to my house, I'm going to be...
If that, we had cases like that. That's a very good point. We had cases like that. There's a Mandi Omar, remember, who had said, by Jove, is the same thing, by Jerusalem. You know, that was Rabbi Yehuda, in fact, who said that. That's not, doesn't mean that you are swearing. It just means you're swearing. You know, so clearly the context, that's interesting. I mean, that survives, that we pointed this out back in the Dorim, that the use of swearing as an expletive, the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, we call somebody who's cursing swearing, which is weird. It's not, because that's the whole sugya over here. So that the guy could mean by whatever it is, instead of saying, I am using that thing as a simon, right? Now we got a smile. That's great. We could start over again and do it from a smile in the beginning. Okay, so in any event, here Rabbi Yehuda says if the kur was stolen, well, you can't find out. So Rabbi Shimon in that case says, well, look, I mean, maybe it was true. So he's got to be a nazir mitzad asafek. Rabbi Yehuda matir. The logic being Rabbi Shimon safak. Kivandi ilu lo nignaf. Look, if it hadn't been stolen and we had measured it, maybe it really would have had meyakur, right? So dilma havi ba meyakur va havi nazir. So in that case, ashtanami, I mean, it's like any other safek. You have a safek if something is kosher food, not kosher. I mean, so you gotta go l'chumra. So ashtanami havi nazir. So if that's the case, ashtanami, that would be the same logic as our Mishnah. That if the guy had not turned his bike around, given the atala kamandi adina ploni avi, if we would know who he was, so then avi nazir, so ashtanami avi nazir. But Rabbi Yehuda consistently would say, with his position about the kri, he would also maintain here in our sugya that if the guy never shows up, we don't know who he is, then we can't possibly be machayev you the nizirut, because we understand that your intention originally was never to put yourself into an untenable position, which basically this is. Okay, now, the truth is that that we saw earlier, that Rabbi Yehuda himself also agrees with Rabbi Tarfon. He quotes Rabbi Tarfon. So that it isn't really true to say necessarily that it would be Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda decree, as Tosis points out, because the way we used it before, there are really two issues here. First of all, was it hafla'a? That would mean even if the guy showed up, it wasn't hafla'a. The other issue is adam machis atzmon safek. Obviously, our tana is separated. Okay, we have Rabbi Tarfon, even if he does show up, doesn't make any difference. Because at the time that the neder was uttered, it didn't mean anything. Nothing clear, anyway. It could be that Eirach Hinami, Rabbi Yehuda himself, indeed there's a tana that holds that Rabbi Yehuda himself would agree with this idea of Rabbi Tarfon. But our tana is paskening like this particular element in Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, gentlemen, that was a nice, easy, fast daf. So we can do now the Tosfosin, starting from the Amud Aleph. Okay, Mu'adim L'Simcha to all. Enjoy your Birkat Kohanim. Hayu shishash hayu malchim b'derach. V'chad b'kenegda. Amar echad mihem harini nazir sheze ploni. V'chad amar harini nazir she'ein ze ploni. The third one says harini nazir she'chad mihem nazir. And the other one says, She'in echad mechem nazir, which could mean, of course, that none of you are nazirim. And in fact, then you'd say, so according to Rabbi Tarfon, he's the only one who's a nazir. But it might also mean that one of you isn't a nazir, in which case, again, it's not hafla'a. So we don't know what he's saying anyway, which therefore, according to Rabbi Tarfon, even he is not the nazir, right? Very cute, because that's this double backbone. It's like this little sweet story within a story here. And then we have the next guy saying that I'll be a nazir she'shnechem nazirim. And then the sixth guy says I'll be a nazir she'kulchem nazirim. Beit Shammai omrim kulam nazirim u'beit Hillel omrim einu nazir ala mishalo nitkeimu dvarav. Rabbi Tarfon omer none of them are nazirim because it's not mufla. Ein echad mihem nazir. Hirtia le'achorav, which you would certainly do if you saw six guys arguing about you, you'd switch that. That's Lashon Hirtia, by the way. Hirtia doesn't mean, right? When you're Martia, even in modern day, if you're Martia somebody, it means you scared him away. That's I just, whoops, forget it. I ain't going into that mob. So Hirtia le'achorav, this is a very cute language here. Hirtia le'achorav, inu nazir, Rabbi Shimon Omer Yomar, ima yakid varai areni nazir chova, because of what I said, v'imlav areni nazir ledava, and therefore, I can bring my korbanot. Mishalonitz kaimu dvarav. What is that supposed to mean? Am I avi nazir? Am Rav Yehuda? Well, I mean, obviously, ema mishnit kaimu dvarav. Am I avi? No, it's got to be that the guy changes his mind in the middle, and then toch kedei dibur he says, "Whoops, made a little mistake. Sorry. Let me say that better. Nami, I'd rather say it lav ploniu I avi nazir." So my when it says lonitz kaimu dvarav, it obviously means. So, by the way, Beit Hillel manages to stick in this additional chiddush about how to view a change of the tnai b'toch kedei dibur. In other words, you're telling me it's only time of mishum hirtia l'acharav. But had he indeed shown up, he would have been annoyed. And obviously, I mean, it can't be Rabbi Tarfon. Mani. Even Rabbi Tarfon, this can't be a continuation of the Rabbi Tarfon bit, because mi avi nazir, kiman de b'sha'ata de kadazar lo yadei ploni avi v'ilo, I thought according to Rabbi Tarfon, mi chala lab nazirut, v'atanya, Rabbi Yehuda, omer mishum Rabbi Tarfon, ein echad mihem nazir, l'fisha lo nitna nazirut, elo la'afla'a, where's the afla'a in this case? Therefore, the basis of the Tana here has got to be Rabbi Yehuda decree. The Tanya Arini Nazir Amanat Shem Bikri Azem Meakur Malachu Matzo Shnignavo Sheavad Rabbi Shimon Oser Rabbi Yehuda Matir. So Rabbi Shimon Savar, look, what, I mean, if you learn Ignav, maybe really do Ma'avi Be Meakur, in which case Avi Nazir. So then Hashtanami Avi Nazir, and now take that into our case of the guy, six people. So Valachanami Kivan Diyato Lekaman V'Adina Deploni Avoy Avi Nazir. So we're going to have to be machmir and say that Ashtanami Avi Nazir. And therefore the only thing to do is to make this additional condition so that you create a new nizirut to be able to bring your korbanot in the event that the first statement had not made you a nazir. Hayu shishash hayu malchi bedera vechad bakin egdan amar echad miyem areni nazir shezeh ploni vechad amar areni nazir she'ein zeh ploni. The third one says areni nazir she'echad bichem nazir, and the other one says she'ein echad bichem nazir, which could mean, of course, that none of you are nazirim. And in fact, then you'd say, so according to Rabbi Tarfon, he's the only one who's a nazir. But it might also mean that one of you isn't a nazir, in which case, again, it's not hafla'a. So we don't know what he's saying anyway. Which, therefore, according to Rabbi Tarfon, even he is not the nazir, right? Very cute. It has this double backbone. It's like this little sweet story within a story here. And then we have the next guy saying that I'll be a nazir. And then the sixth guy says, I'll be a nazir shekulchem nizirim. Beit Shammai omrim kulam nizirim, ubeit Hillel omrim einu nazir ala mishelo nitkeimu dvarav. Rabbi Tarfon omer, none of them are nazirim, because it's not mufla, ein echad mehem nazir. Hirti alei achorav, which you would certainly do if you saw six guys arguing about you, you'd switch that. That's lashon hirtia, by the way. Hirtia doesn't mean, right? When you're martia, even in modern day, if you're martia somebody, it means you scared him away. This guy just, whoops, forget it. I ain't going into that mob. So, hirtia le'achorav, this is a very cute language here. Hirtia le'achorav, einu nazir. Rabbi Shimon Omer Yomar, ima yakid varai areni nazir chova, because of what I said, v'imlav areni nazir nedava, and therefore, I can bring my korbanot. Mishalonit kaimu dvarav. What is that supposed to mean? Am I avi nazir? Well, I mean, obviously, Ema Mishinit Kaimu Dvarav. Amai Amar, no, it's got to be that the guy changes his mind in the middle. And then Tolkit Edibur, he says, whoops, made a little mistake, sorry. Let me say that better. Nami, I'd rather say it, Lav Ploniu Iavi Nazir. So my, when it says Lonit Kaimu Dvarav, it obviously means Lonit Kaimu Dvarav Arishonim, Melo Dvarav Achronim. So, by the way, Beit Hillel manages to stick in this additional chiddush about how to view a change of the tnai b'toch kedei dibur. Hirtia la'achorav eino nazir. In other words, you're telling me it's only time of mishum hirtia la'achorav. But had he indeed shown up, he would have been a nazir. And obviously, I mean, it can't be Rabbi Tarfon. Mani. Even Rabbi Tarfon. This can't be a continuation of the Rabbi Tarfon bit, because mi avi nazir. I thought, according to Rabbi Tarfon, where's the afla'a in this case? Therefore, the basis of the Tana here has got to be Rabbi Yehuda decree. The Tanya, Rabbi Nazir, I'm not saying decree as a meakur. Rabbi Shimon Oser, Rabbi Yehuda Matir. So Rabbi Shimon Savar, look, what, I mean, if you lo nignav, maybe you really do have ibe meyakur, in which case, havi nazir. So then, hashtanami havi nazir. And now take that into our case, of the guy, six people, so vachanami, kivan di'yata lekaman, v'yadina deploni avoy havi nazir. So we're going to have to be machmir and say that hashtanami havi nazir. And therefore, the only thing to do is to make this additional condition so that you create a new nizirut to be able to bring your korbanot in the event that the first statement had not made you a nazir.